Pussy Riot is very good for Putin. Because it
Pussy,
is
the Pussy Riot scandal is good for good, Putin.
Yeah, because it is a trap. Liberals are on the side of the Pussy Riot, which means that it's they are against orthodoxy, which means that they want to dance naked in the Orthodox churches. And for simple men, it works, yeah?
So he can say that his political enemies are not just against him, but against...
Holy Russia, family values, all traditional values. And all these liberals are on the side of these girls, on the side of these hooligans, who are making a group in sex, as Putin have told us.
Они устроили сеанс группового секса в публичном месте. Но это, как говорится, их дело, если...
A smirking President Putin tells Russian TV that one of the jailed Pussy Riot women was involved in group sex and then posted a video on the internet. That's true, but not the full story. Nadia Tolokonikova took part in an orgy in a Moscow museum in 2008, organized by the radical art group Vina, in protest at the obscenity of rigged presidential elections. But the authorities focus on demonizing the young women and their supporters. Kremlin loyalist and United Russia deputy Vitaly Milonov suggests Pussy Riot have offended believers and betrayed their motherland.
It won't be really safe for them to be out of prison because they are not accepted as humans by the most of our society.
Not accepted as humans?
Yes. They're not humans, you know, they're mad Valkyries, I should say. No, they're a part of campaign that started in December last year, so-called crowds of protests in Moscow, especially when it was, you know, like 100,000 people, you know, protesting against unfair elections, protesting against president, you know, government and so on. The managers of this protest, they failed. It's because their main task was to crush the Kremlin. They would like to have power in this country instead of us, instead of Putin, instead of Medvedev. Of course, we have lots of problems in our country. We have lots of corruption. We have lots of crime sometimes. And it's a shame. And as a member of a parliament, a regional parliament, I'm quite disappointed by this. But what we should never do, we should never quit our traditions. Because without traditions, our country will end very soon. That's why, you know, we are like... The wild bears for some European politicians, because we don't respect homosexual families as a families, you know, we don't respect the right of a woman to be a priest, you know, we have our own traditions and we're happy with that.